Here's their lot. Here's the parking.
Okay, yeah, right now, where was this last gentleman's, where was his residence?
I'm not sure. I'm assuming it's down this way.
East Lake.
That's East Lake.
Down here somewhere.
That may be the quickest way, but there's other ways in. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of routes.
They're right about
that route, that route.
They're right about that one corner. You don't pull a gooseneck around there.
It's always been that way.
Been that way for a bit.
Ever.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the old place in Taney County.
No.
They used to have a little trouble getting a truck and a backhoe and a trailer around that.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak in support of this project?
Half and half, same thing.
Okay. Well, come on up. We'll listen to half of it.
Hi, I'm Renee V. Brock, 217 East Lake. I have the same mindset as pretty much Pat just expressed. I love the idea of the restaurant. It's an iconic place, and I think it should be built again. I don't have any issues with that. I'm not thrilled with the really compact. That's a lot of units right there on that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've been up to that street lately, but that's a little bitty spot, and it's right, so it goes right up next to, right up next to the nativity scene. And that little area right there, that parking section, I mean, that's pretty much, yeah, there's like one car can park across here. So that's not really going to be legitimate parking. And that, go back one, where that corner was, what we were just discussing. Yeah, this is the corner he's discussing. And you're true in stating that there are more additional ways to get up there. That road isn't much better. And there's a lot more housing up there now than there used to be years ago when the restaurant was there. There's a lot more housing there back in that area. Although the tornado did clean it up a little bit.
What's the distance?
But
an interesting concept.
Just concerned with the roads going in. Because, yes, there's two roads. You can go up as soon as you get right there where the candlestick sign is. You can go up a road right there, and then the next road up, which may be Como, I think, you can go up and through that way. They're all pretty narrow, truthfully. So if the main road going in and out to the restaurant is right there on that hard curve, that probably really needs to be addressed. Just for the sake of the traffic going to the restaurant alone. Take for granted all of us that live on the area that usually travel that way, and I could go a different route. But getting multiple cars right there to the restaurant, coming and going, it's true. You're going to have to, I mean, if one car comes down that way, somebody has to stop and pull over, and there's no shoulder there. You don't pull over on a shoulder. It just, I mean, that's it. So we probably really need to address maybe that road some way to get, you're not going to be able to fix that blind corner, likely. But we at least need to have a little bit more of a shoulder on the road so that if two cars are coming and going to the restaurant, that people would be able to get through there safely. Because my dad comes up here and stays with us quite regularly. He lives in Florida, and he got clipped in his brand new truck on that corner. Big old pickup truck came through with the big wide mirrors, barreling down through there and hit his brand new car. Luckily, it just folded his mirror in, and they just kept on going. But it's a dangerous corner right there, so we really do need to keep that into consideration, even if we take another route to the homes where we live. But my concern and with the additional housing is the single bedroom units. That's a lot, 9 all packed in together, and the one bedrooms that's not going to be somebody's normal home. And being in there, it's highly unlikely that they're going to be affordable enough for, you know, the people who need our restaurant workers and people. We need affordable housing. 1,000%. Branson needs affordable housing for our workers. But being in that area, and it's going to be a little more high-end, I'm gathering, since the restaurant is going to be. I just can't perceive that a one-bedroom place is going to be someone's permanent home. It's more likely to be their lake home. That, I mean, from the view, that's just going to be, yeah, we got a lake house. We overlooked the Branson Landing. That's why we bought up there. It's gorgeous up there.
You kind of need to sum up. You've reached your 4 minutes.
Very good. So my point to that was, yes, for the restaurant, no on the one-bedroom houses. If they want to revamp that and come back with maybe some smaller ones,
smaller than
smaller
one bedroom?
Amount. Larger homes, fewer. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else want to speak on behalf of the project?
Well, I'm kind of half and half, but I'll do the same today.
Come right ahead.
Josh Smith, I live at 269 Como Avenue. I know the property really well. I pretty much grew up there in my grandma's house. Like she said, the restaurant, all the rules that they proposed, have no problem with. Yes, I agree that that corner is a bad corner, and pushing traffic to other streets, I don't think that's a very appropriate thing for the commission to kind of go down that route, because I can tell you at certain times of the year, especially 4th of July, and Mr. Huff and I have talked about this, at 4th of July, all the Branson traffic comes up there on the hill. They block all those streets so bad that you can't get a fire truck or an ambulance down if somebody has an emergency. And I have went round and round and round with the Sheriff's Department about that. Every 4th of July, we have the same issue up there, and I get it, it's a one-night thing, but that's just one of the many issues with the narrow streets up there. And there are more houses up there than there used to be. There is way more traffic on E76 pulling in and out of there. I pull in and out of there multiple times a day, and it is not easy. It is difficult in the mornings. It is difficult in the evenings to try to get across traffic. And that stretch between Lakeshore and the top of the hill, there's a lot of accidents through there that happen. And so my concern is the housing. I'm 100% opposed to their plan on the housing. If they want to build one house for themselves, okay, that's so be it. But putting 8 or 9 townhouses, stacking them up that close in that tight of a space is just not something that I think can be done. Yeah, it can be done, but I don't think it's an appropriate use of the property. And I get it that they're wanting to maximize the value and return on their property. So I understand that that's what they're trying to do, is to stack them in there and get as much out of it as they can. Any land developer or anybody in the construction business would try to do the same thing. But given that they're so tight together, fire concerns, I have a concern with the fire department, how they would feel about that being in there, because there are no fire hydrants, and that is a narrow road. It's one thing if you have to fight a single-family house on fire, but if you're fighting townhouses that are on fire right next to a commercial restaurant, getting enough fire trucks in there, going to be pretty tough. And so I just think that, you know, focusing on the restaurant, they need to do that first, and then if they want to revamp their plans for phase two and come back with something different, I'm willing to consider, and maybe I can support something else that they present. But just with the roads and the traffic and everything like that, the only thing I can stand here and support, my dad worked at the Candlestick years ago. So I've been in the restaurant and have no problems with seeing that back as an icon of Mount Branson. I'm glad they're doing it. And I think they've thought it out. I think their rules are fair, but just the housing is not something I think that we can go for.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Come on up, sir.
evening. My name is Jim Cox. I'm Dad. I'm the one that wrote the check in 1996 to buy this from Marianne Bowman. I don't know how many of you have the history in town that I do, but that was a momentous occasion for me. And my good friends, who criticize me frequently, asked me, why in the heck would you buy a restaurant? You don't know anything about the business. I said, I just want a good place to eat. And that was the reason I bought it in the first place. Now, as far as the nativity scene and any worries about that, in 1962 and 3, myself and four other guys that we were all employed at Silver Dollar City, we designed, built, and painted the nativity scene. So I have a great fondness for that piece of work. Going further, I have to immediately, before I forget it, and at my age I forget a lot, to refer to TJ's designs as Cracker Box. I would point out to you that there's some single-wide mobile homes on the hill right across
sir,
the street that
sir?
I disagree with vehemently.
Sir, you need to address the board.
Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
There's a now in place up there. I tried to buy that, but couldn't get to the number. There's a single family or single bedroom mobile home parked right there. And some of the other homes up there are not in the best repair. And from what I've seen of the designs that are being proposed, that element is considerably nicer than the majority of what we can see from this view. Considerably nicer. In terms of who's going to buy them, well, my best friend and my fly fishing partner, he's in Lexington, Kentucky. He has homes in Tahoe and Florida and Italy. And he's buying one because that's we go fly fishing together, and he wants to have his own place. And my home's a two-bedroom home, and he and his wife like their own place, so he's one of the customers, and there'll probably be more like that. Anyway, going along, in 2007, I lost one of my sons, and his brother was in town, and I said, hey, you've got some talent and some skills and so forth that I could use at the restaurant. Would you consider moving here and running the restaurant for me? He agreed. I was amazed. That's fantastic. And the next year, he hired that woman next to him, which is the best decision he ever made in his life. Now, in 2012, I found out that I had employed one of this state's worst insurance companies ever to exist. And as a result of that tornado, which the SBA is still calling a wind event, as a result of that tornado, my cash loss was somewhere around $850,000. That's a significant amount of money. And we got through it. But after a couple of years of trying to get it refinanced and build a new restaurant, it became obvious. And then we ran right into COVID after that and all kinds of problems. So it sat there. And then one evening at the house, Brandon and Donna were sitting there, and he said, Dad, would you sell the property? I said, under the right circumstances, yeah, I said, I suppose I would. He says, would you sell it to me? Yep. And he pulled out a check. Where in the heck did you get this kind of money?
Can you kind of sum up for us, please?
Yes, sir. That's the only Branson restaurant to ever be on the front page of the food and dining newspapers in both Houston and Dallas, Texas. It brought more tourists into town just to eat dinner than any. You know, we're largely changed. You know how many Mexican restaurants are in Branson, Missouri? 27. We don't need another one. What we do need is find